This is Mary Fuller McChesney interviewing William Abenseth, spelled A-B-B-E-N-S-E-T-H, at his photography studio, 2 Cadell Place in San Francisco. The date is November 23rd, 1964. I'd like to ask you first, where were you born?
New York City.
What year was that?
1898.
And where did you get your training as a photographer?
Here in San Francisco, kind of informal, although I did go to an extension course at the University of California. But it was mostly picked up the way a lot of photographers learn the business, from other photographers, working with other photographers, reading books and so forth. Very little formal education in photography.
How did you first make any contact with the government-sponsored art projects?
This is something I'm a little hazy about, but as I recall it, I ran into Joe Danish socially at a party, and he was the head of the local art project, and we got talking about the art project and about my work, and he said that if I wanted a job, I could get one if I qualified, and I did, and that was the way it happened.
Do you remember what year that was?
No, I don't. It was probably, I was on the art project about 3 years, perhaps 4, and it finished in 1939, so it would be either 1935 or 36.
What was the first assignment that you received from the WPA?
Well, the wonderful thing about it for me was that I was asked what I wanted to do, and now that you ask that question, I recall that was a part of the first conversation with Joe Danish. I was interested in early San Francisco architecture, and he heard about this in the conversation, and so I was given clear sailing to do that. Later, I got other assignments and was subsequently made a supervisor of the photographic department, and then I had much less time to do work on that particular project. I had to photograph paintings and sculpture and so forth.
How long did you work photographing old San Francisco houses?
Well, all the time I was on the project, but part-time, because I had other duties, so I didn't do nearly as much as I would have liked to have done.
Mm-hmm. Who were the other photographers working on the project when you got on?
I think I was the only one. They changed a lot. It was a very flexible setup, and I can remember Ray Dannenbaum, who was a sort of photographer. There were a great many people hired over the time I was with them. There were a great many people hired as photographers who selected photography because it sounded as if it were easy to do, and they weren't particularly qualified. I remember one fellow who worked under me, who had been a brakeman on the railroad, and so he became a darkroom worker, and I taught him darkroom work. So there were quite a few people who were not particularly qualified as photographers. Hi Hirsch worked under me for a short time before he went to the De Young Museum and worked as their staff photographer. He was a very competent photographer. I can't remember any others by name. There weren't any really outstanding photographers other than Hi Hirsch. Mm-hmm.
So at the time you went on to the WPA project, there really wasn't a very well organized photography project. It was just you working with Joe Danish as your supervisor and the staff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I organized the photographic department, which meant that I did most of the work, and I had a few people work.